and welcome to the Consciousness Academy, a practical look at consciousness and how to live your life to your fullest potential, an exploration into how to improve your performance, health, happiness, and success. I'm your host, Daniel Macca.
Hello, and welcome back to the Consciousness Academy, where we dive deep into the heart of personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Daniel Macca, and today we are embarking on a transformative journey into the realm of conscious leadership. That's right, we're going to be talking leadership. Whether you're an inspiring leader, seasoned executive, or a coach who's dedicated to guiding leaders towards their highest potential, this episode is crafted with you in mind. So let's explore how conscious leadership can revolutionize not just workplaces, but the wider world. In today's fast-paced world, leadership is not just about making decisions and directing teams. It's about who we are, how we live, how we influence and inspire others around us. Conscious leadership is a beacon of hope in the modern workplace, promising a more authentic, aware, and compassionate approach to leading, which, by the way, does have a positive effect on the bottom line. It increases employee engagement, it enhances productivity, and it improves morale. So it really and truly is a win-win for the workplace. But what exactly is conscious leadership? At its core, conscious leadership is about self-awareness, mindfulness, and the commitment to personal growth on behalf of the leader. It's about leaders who recognize their impact on the environment and choose to act with intention, integrity, and inclusivity. Let's delve first in our discussion into the first pillar of conscious leadership, self-awareness. Now, a conscious leader looks inward before projecting outward, and they understand their strengths, they understand their weaknesses, they recognize their triggers, and this allows them to lead from a place of authenticity, vulnerability, and responding as opposed to reacting, which in turn fosters trust and openness with their teams. Imagine, if you will, a leader who is authentic and openly shares their challenges and how they're working to overcome them. Now, this doesn't diminish their authority. Rather, it humanizes them, and it encourages a culture where challenges and mistakes are seen as opportunities for growth rather than reasons for punishment. Now, moving on to the second pillar, mindfulness. Mindfulness in leadership means being fully present and engaged with your team. It's about listening deeply, not just to respond, but to understand. A mindful leader navigates the complexities of the workplace with a calm and focused demeanor, setting a tone of steadiness and resilience. I'd like you to think now about a high-stress situation in your organization. And instead of reacting hastily, a conscious leader takes a moment to breathe, to assess, and then to address the situation with clarity and purpose. Now, this approach not only diffuses tension, but it inspires confidence and respect among the team members. The final pillar we're going to touch on today is intentional action. Conscious leaders are purpose-driven. They make decisions that align with their values and the greater good of the organization and the community. They see beyond the bottom line, understanding that true success encompasses well-being, sustainability, and ethical responsibility. I'd like you to envision a leader who prioritizes mental health of their employees, advocates for sustainable practices, and champions diversity and inclusion. Their actions are not just about immediate gains, but about leaving a lasting, positive impact. Now, that's a leader I would choose to work for. You might be wondering, how can I or the leaders in my organization begin this journey towards conscious leadership? Well, let me give you three actionable steps to start with. First, reflection. Spend time in introspection. Understand your values, your purpose, and how you want to be perceived as a leader, and how do you actually show up as a leader. How much time are you currently reflecting on things like this? Two, educate. Educate yourself. Seek out resources, workshops, trainings on mindfulness, emotional intelligence, and ethical leadership. Knowledge is the foundation upon which conscious leadership is built. In this day and age, there are a multitude of resources available, and it only takes a moment to look online to find them. Connect with a good coach. A good coach will help you reflect and will help you access resources. Practice. Ultimately, you have to implement what you've learned and start small, perhaps with a daily mindfulness practice or by setting aside regular times for self-reflection. Leadership, after all, is a practice. It's not just a title. It's an ongoing practice. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that the journey to becoming a conscious leader is ongoing. It's a path filled with learning and unlearning and relearning. It challenges us to confront our limitations, to grow beyond them, and lead with a heart wide open to the transformative power of consciousness. Thanks again for joining me today on the Consciousness Academy. I hope this episode inspires you to take the first steps towards conscious leadership to create spaces of authenticity, compassion, and integrity in the workplace. Together, let's you and I lead the change that we wish to see in the world. Until next time, stay conscious, stay curious, and continue to lead with love. Bye for now, and we'll talk to you soon.